This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Senate Republicans have spent the last few months criticizing Attorney General Eric Holder. They've taken him to task largely for his national security decisions, and they've done it with speeches and press releases. Well, today they questioned Holder to his face. He tried to explain some of his comments, and he backed away from some others. NPR's Ari Shapiro attended the hearing and has this report.
Attorney General Holder is something of a punching bag for Republicans. Over the last year, comments like this one have been common.
Your actions have shaken my confidence in your leadership at the Department of Justice.
That was the Senate Judiciary Committee's ranking Republican, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, at the start of this morning's hearing. His biggest criticism is tied to Holder's insistence that civilian courts are the best venue for terrorism trials.
The course you've chosen on national security is steering us into a head-on collision with reality. Reality is a stubborn thing, pretending that terrorists can safely be treated as common criminals will not make it so.
Holder rejected that description.
The Bush administration used the criminal justice system to interrogate, to prosecute, and to incarcerate terrorists for the same reason that the Obama administration has. It is an extremely effective tool to ensure justice and to protect the security of the American people.
Holder said it would seriously weaken America's national security if Congress limits funding for civilian terrorism trials. This is becoming a well-worn routine between Holder and Republicans. Today, a handful of senators said, enough. It started with Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California.
Democrats did not do to President Bush following 9/11 what is being done to this administration with respect to their decision-making. And I really find it reprehensible.
Then she offered Holder some advice.
I've come to the conclusion that a lot of the attacks are just to diminish you. And I don't think you should buy into that at all. I think you should remain strong.
Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse put it this way.
The emblems of American justice are the blindfold and the balance, not the torch and the pitchfork.
Even Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina joined the chorus, with a caveat.
Hang firm, stand strong, be fair, be aggressive, be pragmatic, but do not lose sight that we're at war.
Graham asked Holder whether there's a prison where an important terrorist captured overseas today could be locked up. Holder said, that's one of the issues we have to wrestle with.
I think we have to come up with options, and I think we need to work with the Congress to try to develop what those options might be.
This is music to my ears, because I think we do also, because we're fighting a war without a viable jail.
Some of Holder's problems are of his own making. Last month, he told a House committee that Osama bin Laden will never be captured alive. Then other top administration officials said, not so. Today, senators asked Holder to clarify, and he said the plan is still to capture or kill bin Laden.
What I said in that hearing was an assessment of, I think, the likelihood that we're going to be able to capture him alive.
The only time Holder seemed to get riled was when Iowa Republican Charles Grassley asked again for the names of Justice Department attorneys who represented Guantanamo detainees during the Bush administration. The last time Grassley made that request, a conservative activist group followed up with an ad calling those lawyers the Al-Qaeda 7. Holder called the ad a reprehensible effort to drag good Americans through the mud.
I will not allow their reputations to be besmirched. I will not be a part of that.
When Holder first took office more than a year ago, one of his top priorities was closing Guantanamo. The deadline passed in January, and today Holder said it is still the intention of this administration to close the prison. As for when that will happen, Holder said there is no timeline. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.